again, everyone. I'm 1010 Win Sports Director Mark Renee. This is On the Mark, where we take a look at the stories behind the stories in the world of sports. We are joined today by Dr. Kelly Gebo from the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. First, to talk about COVIDplasmatrial.org, as Johns Hopkins is looking for folks who have tested positive for the coronavirus or come into contact with someone who has, in order to be given plasma. And Dr. Gebo, can you tell us a little bit about what this trial is all about, please?
Sure. We are recruiting people who are newly infected with COVID-19 to come and be randomized to receive either plasma from people who have recovered from COVID-19 or what we call control plasma. So plasma that's been harvested from healthy volunteers. The plasma from people who have recovered from COVID-19 has antibodies, and we believe those antibodies will likely be helpful in preventing complications and reducing hospitalizations. So we're evaluating that and bringing people in who have had symptoms for less than 8 days and trying to treat them with this plasma to see if it can reduce these complications. We're really excited about the first 450 people we've recruited so far and are continuing to do this 7 days a week across the country. So we appreciate the opportunity to be here and to talk about it with you and your team.
And from what I understand, the nearest locations to us in New York City are up in Norwalk and Danbury, Connecticut, and also in Poughkeepsie, New York, in the Hudson Valley.
Yes, Vassar Brothers.
And the requirement, as far as I understand, it's just anyone who's 18 and older, correct?
18 or over and who has had COVID for less than 8 days. So is relatively new in their symptoms because we're trying to prevent longer term complications and reduce hospitalizations, which generally occur in the second week of illness.
And anybody who wants more information can look up the info at COVIDplasmatrial.org. No pain at all, right?
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay, Dr. Gebo, very much appreciate it. And the folks at COVIDplasmatrial.org brought with them a special guest, a very familiar face or voice to those of us here in New York who follow the Yankees at all. He spent 5 years as shortstop with the Yankees as he succeeded one Derek Jeter, went on to one season with the Phillies where he was reunited with manager Joe Girardi. I'm, of course, referring to Sir Didi Gregorius, who is joining us from the 85-degree heat of Curaçao. Didi, thanks so much for doing this. I'm so jealous. You know, we're looking at a foot of snow out here.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but thank you for having me, though.
Okay, now you're here because you are spreading a message of hope during the pandemic, basically that those who get affected shouldn't feel bad about it. It's not really their fault, right?
Yes, exactly. You know, it isn't something you should feel like ashamed or guilty about it. You know, it's just with the plasma trial of talking to Dr. Shoham and now Kelly, too. So it's just something to do with the trial to help make a difference, you know. So, you know, so people will feel that we're going to get come closer back to normalcy, because that's what we've been missing for almost a year now. So, I mean, it will help you and help people around you in the community. So things like that can make everybody better.
All right. Before we turn to baseball and free agency and spring training, how did you get involved with the COVIDplasmatrial.org?
You know, since I'm one of the few that have a chronic kidney disease, so, you know, we came in contact to talk about it and to use my platform, you know, a little bit to talk about it, to have more people do the trial so we can have more info. You know, the vaccine and everything is coming on the way, but you know, not everybody's going to get the vaccine at the same time. So from there, that's why they came up with this idea to do the plasma trial. So it's like an in-between step from people that didn't get the COVID vaccine yet.
Okay, now, we only have a few minutes, so I really do need to turn to baseball with you. 5 years with the Yankees. First of all, how difficult, because we saw it with Tino Martinez replacing Don Mattingly, how difficult was it for you to step into those very large shoe prints left by Derek Jeter at shortstop?
You know, for me, it was just focusing on myself and see what I can do to get better, you know. So that's the best thing they told me, like, be the best version of myself and try to go out there and play the best, you know. So I think that's the only thing I focus on. And, of course, there's no way someone's going to forget a legend in New York. So no matter what I did, Jeter is still the man.
Well,
he's the icon there.
You certainly were no slouch filling in for him. And really, you know, filled the position well. I mean, Yankee shortstops over the course of history have been, you know, iconic, much like center fielders in Yankee Stadium. But I think you served your position well. The 1 year with the Phillies, first of all, what was it like to be able to reunite with Joe Girardi?
Yeah, it was cool, you know, because he was the manager there when I got there in 2015. He's the one that always pushed me to be better, better, and better every day, you know. So, you know, and got to play underneath him again with the Phillies, you know. It means a lot, I think, for me, and, you know, to see him back, even coaching, so managing again. So that's, you know, he's been missed for those years that he was out.
Okay. You only signed a one-year contract with the Phillies, which means – at this moment, December 17th, you're a free agent. Can we break some news here for the fans? Is there a destination Didi at any point in the near future?
I hope there's a destination for me somewhere, but it's a way. It's a waiting game right now to see what's going to happen. So I think that's what's going on right now for me.
Now, I'd heard a rumor you're talking to the Reds, and I know you were on with one of the Yankees broadcasters on his radio show recently. And there were some thoughts given to a possible reunion with the Yankees. But, I mean, to look at it honestly, where would you play, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's a crowded infield, so who knows what's going to happen in the future. As people know, because I can't predict it.
But you would be open, certainly, to a reunion in the Bronx, right?
I'll be open to listen to what everybody has to say, basically.
So at this point now, is it just, as far as you know, Reds, Phillies, and whoever else your agent might be talking to?
Yeah, that's what's going on right now. It's just talks and just wait and see what's going to happen.
How anxious are you about not having a place to call home yet?
I'm actually not anxious. You know, I'm focused on what I can do right now, you know, like working out and do stuff so I can stay in shape. So that thing, that's what I'm really focusing on, and whatever comes at the end, you know. But I'm not really anxious about it because I think I play – I mean, it's only 60 games, but I think I can prove that I can still play the game. So I think that should make a name for itself later.
And you're back home in Curacao where it's 85 and sunny. spring training is supposed to start in 2 months, and we had heard some reports that the owners might be hedging a little bit. They might want the players – and team staff to first get vaccinated before spring training starts. Didi, how confident are you that once you do sign with somebody that you'll be reporting to Florida or Arizona in the middle of February?
So I'm always confident. I mean, they sent out a schedule that we're going to play 162 games, and they said spring training is going to start in February. So that's what I focus on. And talking about us giving, like, the players vaccine, I think the priority should be for the frontliners and everybody else, you know, because with the elderly, because they are the ones that actually battling it hand-to-hand with people that comes in, you know. So I think they were the one that actually needed the most. Then you can do with the players or whoever else you want. But I think the priority should be them, then us, or people other than us. So we shouldn't be at the top of the list.
Okay,
there's more people out there that actually need it.
Right. So then along those lines, how comfortable will you be reporting to whichever team you sign with and then trying to follow the COVID protocols as you did over the course of the 60-game season in 2020, as opposed to waiting for the players and those team personnel all to get vaccinated first?
I mean, I think it should be fine. I mean, we've been doing it, like you said, 2020, we play like that. So I think everybody is aware what we should do to not get affected by it, you know. So keeping a social distance and wearing a mask when you're indoors. If you're outdoors, it's 50-50, you can do whatever you want. But once you're indoors, it's like mandatory to wear the mask and keep your distance. So that's, I think those are the key parts that got us through the season, you know. So I think that's what the priority.
And you and the family are well, I hope?
Yes, we are well.
Okay. Well, listen, I really do appreciate it. Dr. Gibo, thank you so much. Sir Didi Gregorius, can't thank you enough. Happy holidays to you and the family. And I hope to see you at a ballpark somewhere in 2021. I know you'll be there. I'm just hoping that I can be there, too.
Yeah, the fans were missed, so they were missing. So hopefully we can get them 2021.
Indeed. Thank you so much. Dr. Kelly Gibo from the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, and he is shortstop Didi Gregorius. Sir Didi, cannot thank you enough for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
And happy holidays to both of you and your families. I'm Mark Ernay. They are Dr. Kelly Gebo and Sir Didi Gregorius, and you're On the Mark.